latest team news from clubcall.com.
And it's a very warm welcome along to this latest Manchester City news bulletin. We start with news concerning boss Pep Guardiola, and he's hailed his side's fighting spirit as they managed to fight back from a 1-0 setback to win 2-1 at Huddersfield on Sunday. Well, it was Raheem Sterling's fortunate late winner that gave City the 3 points after they recovered from the shock of falling behind to Nicolas Otamendi's own goal on the stroke of half-time. Sterling was then fouled to give Sergio Aguero the chance to equalise from the penalty spot. He certainly did that, and it was the Citizens who managed to come out on top to maintain their unbeaten start in the Premier League. Well, this is what Guardiola had to say following that win at the John Smith Stadium. "We said that we needed this situation to happen. You have to live it to be in trouble. I was not talking about winning, losing or drawing the game. I'm talking about not giving up, being positive all the time, being focused on what we have to do. We are not going to finish this season unbeaten. It is impossible because there are games every 3 days and you have to play a lot of games like this. But to fight, to avoid that mentally and in the way we want to play is fantastic. We deserve to win because we created more chances and we dominated." Moving on to news concerning Girona, it's thought that they want to take Phil Foden and Biram Diaz out on loan next season to help the players continue their development. Well, it's Manchester City's sister club who have already had academy graduates Pablo Maffeo and Alex Garcia on loan with them this term, and Pep Guardiola is happy with how the arrangement is currently working. The 17-year-old Foden impressed during the Champions League victory against Feyenoord. It's uncertain whether he or Diaz would be allowed to go out on loan with Girona, or whether their development will continue at the Etihad Stadium.